Well, Lyndall told Cam she deserved better at final vows on maps last night, and then as he was about to read his vows out, she said this.
I just feel like no matter what you say today, it's only going to disappoint me again. I think I'm just done.
Lyndall is on the line right now. Oh, my God, that was unprecedented in maps history. No bride has ever said, I don't want to hear what you have to say. When did you decide that you didn't want to hear Cam's vows?
Oh, honestly, it was something that I'd thought about for a bit, but I didn't really make the decision until the day.
Okay. Well, what tipped you over on the day?
I mean, I guess I've been thinking about, like, my vows and writing my vows and all of that. But I think just given our past conflict and everything, it was always me trying to have, like, a healthy but hard conversation with him. Mm. And his response always was shut down conversation and storm out of the room.
Yeah.
And essentially, like, you know, he'd put me in a position several times in front of the group where he clearly didn't mind if he was hurting me or being disrespectful. And I just thought, all that's going to happen is he's going to say the same things that I've already heard, and it's going to hurt, and I'm going to get upset again. And I actually don't need to hear these vows to get closure. I know what his decision is. He's said it, and he's acted like that for so long. So, yeah.
He said on camera that it took him 10 minutes to realise he didn't want to be with you. Like that. When you saw that last night, were you like, what the f- are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean, look, even if it is true, like, come on, mate, let's have a little bit of tact about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, he does walk out of hard conversations because he then threw the vows on the ground and yelled for a car. Is that what you expected?
Honestly, yes. I was disappointed but completely unsurprised by that. And I actually thought, you know, that's why, I mean, I guess, like, I tried to say it really calmly because I didn't want him to blow up, but I kind of knew that that would be the response,
I think Cam's a secret douche. That's just my personal opinion. Because he came off smelling like roses. Yeah, but do you know what I mean?
Now,
like, because we knew, like, at the start, he just seemed like this cool country boy, and then all of a sudden, he switches and changes, and this is the real Cam coming out.
I mean, maybe it's a country thing. Is everyone in the country a douche?
No, I don't think that's the case.
They're all like, yee-haw and stuff. Hey, the whole country wants to know, have you spoken to Cam since?
We have exchanged a couple of messages here and there, like laughing at a funny Instagram caption or something.
Oh,
but
really?
Okay. Not much.
You got your in joke still going.
Yeah, I think after, you know, the time between filming and then airing, like, especially when everything was really good, it was like, it was fine to exchange a few things. I know he got pretty badly injured, so that kind of started that. I just said,
what happened there?
Yeah, what happened to him?
Oh, I think, I mean, I don't know too much about it, but someone else from the group told me that he fell off a roof. And
I was like, oh, okay.
Like, that's hectic.
So you're doing the right thing. But now that the, you know, it's all played out and the show's going to be over, there's no need to keep talking, or do you want to remain in contact?
No, I think it's pretty well established that we're very different people.
Well, why don't you?
We're better off.
Why don't you put us on speakerphone now? Look him up on Insta, and you can block him live on air for us. Do the block. What do you think?
Oh God! I mean, absolutely. I can block his number as well.
Why don't we do that? Why don't you put us on speaker? It'll sound a bit crappy, but we want to know that you've done it. Look him up on Insta, do the block. You ready to do it? We're all ready. We're sitting back. We're waiting.
Absolutely. All right. I'm typing his name in. Where are we going? Have I, like, drunkenly deleted his contact already?
No.
Maybe.
No, I haven't.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cam with a little ring and a heart. Oh.
And what are we going to do? We're going to block it right now?
Yeah, we'll go block this caller, block contact. Perfect.
Yeah!
It's done!
It's gone, Lyndall. You're not going to recover it, are you?
No, absolutely not.
Good.
No,
point.
She's got enough dignity to not do that. She would not recover a blocked number. We need to cover all the rumours and goss now, okay, Lyndall? So there are pics online. All right, there's pics online of Cam partying at a Perth nightclub recently. Does that just prove to you that he was never serious about you? Because I'm sorry, I thought he was supposed to be out bush for 6 months.
I mean, that's what he said. I think I've known for a long time now, though, that was never actually going to be the case.
Okay. Did you ever reach out to him and, like, be like, what is this? Or did you not bother?
No, I did get tagged in the photo a couple of times.
I love that people were trying to show you.
Isn't that funny?
Linda, look what he's doing. He's not doing what he said he was going to do.
So he literally said for 6 months he would be in the country working, but he did go to that Perth nightclub. So he just outright lied.
Yeah.
I know. And, like, I mean, the timing of it all as well. The same week that it's airing, that he can't be around. Yeah, and, like, look, Perth is a small place, so he was not going to get through with that. Yeah.
The teaser for the reunion dinner party is insane. So you find out that Cam was sexting with one of the other girls in the experiment. It's revealed it was Taylor. Were you sus on them at the retreat? Because whenever she got upset, he was chasing her and hugging her, and he couldn't. He, like, would refuse to kiss and hug you, his own wife.
Yeah. I mean, that was quite funny because I never saw that interaction between the two of them, but I had a few conversations with her and with Cam as well, obviously. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, there were a few times where he, like, jokingly referred to her as his girlfriend and kind of laughed them off, and I was like, oh, okay. But obviously trying to prove that I was not insecure in the relationship was like, I can deal with this. It's fine.
So you were sus then, even though you didn't see the interactions that got shown on TV when he was saying things about her, like his girlfriend and stuff. That's sus.
I mean, a little bit. I think at that point I was like, nah, like, we're good. Mm. We're okay. He would never, like, I didn't think that he was turning his head or anything.
That is just so sus.
But you weren't shocked then when you found out that he was sexting her? Like, that was the most obvious one for you?
That it was Taylor. I was definitely shocked when I heard. Like, it sent me into a spiral of having to, like, reconsider a lot of what had happened between us.
Mm. Yeah.
And I think that was a big deal because I just finished processing, like, the whole relationship. Of everyone, no. I think if I had to guess, it would have been Taylor, yeah.
Okay, so was it, just to clarify the timeline here, was he sexting her when he was still in the experiment or afterwards? Do you know?
I do not know.
And do you know the contents of the, were they like photos? Were they just talking sexy to each other?
I've obviously not seen any of it. I know that they talked regularly. But yeah, it's hard because I can only really go off what was told to me by others. So yeah.
I'm so pissed.
All right. Well, let's stop ripping on him because before we let you go, we saw that you and Josh had a thing after the show wrapped.
This again.
It's not going to go away.
When did that connection happen? Put it on the record.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't even say that, honestly. I mean, there's been a few rumors that I've hooked up with a few of the cast. And
who were the other ones? Josh. Was there more?
Oh, I mean, there's little bits and pieces everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's like if you hang out with anyone and you get seen together, it's like, they must be together.
Yep. But it's after the show. It doesn't matter. So no Josh.
Yeah, because Mel, his wife on the show, said that there were receipts of, like, you guys texting. Was that just, like, friendly texting?
Yeah, I don't know where that's come from. I have no idea why she would have said that because there's not. Like, I don't know why. Yeah, but anyway, it's fine. I guess what I would say is, like, I think that these things have come to light or, like, these things have come out and I think the people that are bringing this information forward have malicious intentions and so it is just something that I'm like, say what you want. I'm just not really interested in getting involved in that dialogue, really.
Okay, so on the record, you and Josh never hooked up? Like, you never held hands or kissed or, like, fully got together?
Well, look, I don't wanna say too much, but I think, like, there's absolutely nowhere near as much around that as that, like.
Yeah, but there's not nothing.
There's not nothing. So there's, like, something.
I'm going to let the rest of the story play out, but I'm sure the next time I talk to you guys, I'll be more than happy to tell you everything.
All right, Linda. Well, we loved watching you on the show and we're very excited about this very dramatic reunion dinner party. Linda from Mavs, thank you very much and well done on just ditching Cam and kicking him to the curb.
Thanks, guys. It's always a pleasure.